Day Conference. The title of Week 5 is The Secret of Living the Christian Life to Be an Overcomer.
Amen.
By taking the way of eating and enjoying Christ as the tree of life.
Yes.
Amen. How about let's enjoy this title together.
Amen.
Let's read it again. Amen.
The secret of living the Christian life to be an overcomer, taking the way of eating and enjoying Christ as the tree of life.
Amen.
What's the secret of the Christian life?
Taking the way of eating.
Amen.
Enjoying Christ as the tree of life.
Yes, I really appreciate that. We need to learn to take the way.
Amen.
You know, actually in this week, in day one, actually also on Friday night, we see that actually it requires certain revelation to see that God's way is not what He just wants us to do many things for Him.
Right.
He wants us to eat Him.
Yeah. Right.
We need to take this way, right? Not just to see it, but to take this way of eating and enjoying Christ as the tree of life.
Amen.
We've seen clearly in Genesis, you know, the Lord placed a man in front of two trees, right? The charge was that they would eat of the trees in the garden, but they must make a choice of which trees they eat amongst between those two. So the tree of life signifies Christ, right?
Amen.
Today, actually, God as life to us, in Christ as the Spirit as life to us. We need to take the way of eating and enjoying Christ as the tree of life.
Amen.
This is really a revelation that requires us to see and requires us to practice.
Amen.
Because if we don't do this, you know, by default, you know, we are just doing many things outwardly. You know, in the church life, in our services, it's very easy to fall back, right, into just doing things.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord is bringing us to the way of life by eating Him as the tree of life.
Amen.
Amen. So I'll just briefly, hopefully, open up a little bit this week. His only desire, as we see in Roman number 1, is to give Himself, right, to us as food for our enjoyment. And God does not intend for us to do anything for Him. The most important thing that we should prioritize is that we must take care of our enjoyment of Him. Only those who take the way of enjoying Christ as the tree of life will see their life and work remaining in the new Jerusalem. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'll just go on. I think the saints can really share a lot more on this point. In day two, we see that saints, you know, for those of us who might be in the church life for a while, we do eat the Lord, right? We do eat Him. Maybe we'll have more revival, we touch Him. But for some reason, we still remain the same, right? There's no expression, you know? Well, there's some expression, but not enough. This shows us that, you know, in day two, we see that it's because there's not the proper digestion. You know, if you consider, I'm not a doctor, right, but if you consider our digestive system, it actually starts with our chewing. It starts with our mouth, through the esophagus, right, all the way down. Right, so this is a long process. Saints, when we come to the Lord, when we enjoy Him in the morning, do we chew the Word? Do we muse upon the Word?
Right.
We need to learn to muse upon His Word.
Yes.
So that we can really enjoy Him as a tree of life by, not just by means of all prayer and petition, prayer reading, but also by musing upon His Word. So that way He can be properly digested and assimilated by us. Amen? So that He not only becomes our nourishment, but it becomes the way for us to get into our inward parts. And what happens is that it becomes a part of us. Right? When you eat something, it's digested, it's assimilated into you. It becomes a part of you.
Amen.
You know, some brothers would like to eat steak, which is constitutional steak. You know? I don't look like it, but you know, there are some brothers who are just what they are. Steak become part of who they are, part of what they are. In the same way, you know, when we enjoy the word, when we muse upon the word, when we digest this word in the proper way, right? It takes time, years after years. And then what God is can be assimilated into us. This is what God is after today.
Amen.
If we do many things aside from this enjoyment, aside from this digestion, assimilation, it's not going to remain. Amen. We need to be brought back to take the way of life.
Amen.
To take and enjoy the tree of life. Amen. As the primary matter in the church life. Amen. Praise the Lord. So to do that also requires us to keep ourselves open to the Lord. This is a very experiential matter. I think the sharing can bring this out. But the brother shared with us that another reason we do not have these proper digestion is because the word that we receive, or whatever we heard, does not have a thoroughfare in us. It's like our heart, right? The ground is not soft enough for this word to really grow. There are many things blocking it to grow. So saints, we need to learn to be open. Amen. I think I'll just say this much. The saints can share a lot more on their experiences. Amen. Saints, so we see that. In the latter half of the week, starting from day 3, 4, and 5, we're just being brought back again to this point of eating Him, you know, yeah, by doing His will, by contacting, being careful on how we contact others, right, all these matters, and by feasting on Him in the meetings, on the ground of oneness. If you consider all these points, saints, when we eat the Lord, when we have Him digested into us, these are the outcomes. We have all these experiences. And this the other way for us to really be brought back to the tree of life. Amen. So, saints, how about let's just open up the meeting. And then may we all give our portions. We can all share. Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Just share something, just to follow John. When John was just speaking on why is it that sometimes we read the Bible or we're reading the ministry and it doesn't affect us, right? It doesn't impact us.
Mm-hmm.
And why do we stay the same time after time? And I appreciate it. There are problems. Actually that needs to be diagnosed and that we need to realize and we need to get through. The verse in Hebrews 4:2, it speaks on the word that they heard did not profit them. And to me that's like astounding because it's just astounding in the sense of this is God's word. But depending on who receives it, it could actually not profit them. Because it says here, because not being mixed together with faith in these ones who heard. You know, we know the word is living. We know the word is operative. But I appreciate what the brother brought out. Many times we might receive something from a meeting, a conference, and we might have feeling. We may have even spoken on these very matters concerning the truth, concerning life, but it didn't make a difference in us, in our being. It didn't impact us. It didn't cause there to be a change within. It didn't profit us. Why is that the case? You know, one thing is not mixing it with faith. And I appreciated this. Recently I was on a call with another brother, and he was so open. Thank the Lord. You know, he's just so transparent. But he said something striking. He said, after 4 or 5 years of me being in this location, it wasn't here. It was somewhere in the States. And he just felt like the Lord brought me there, but then he just let me go and he let me suffer. And he couldn't make sense of it all. And his heart, he admitted towards, like, the Lord's heart, there was doubt in his heart of God's heart towards him. He in a sense questioned why he would do this. And of course he's now very much considering his next steps in life, humanly. And he just shared with me, like, brother, I don't know if I could be fully trusting in his ways for my life because of what happened in the last few years. You know, what happened? Anyhow, the Lord is really our faith, and we need to have a check in our faith towards God's heart, with his sovereignty, you know, in his ways, you know, and I just feel like, and this takes time. This actually takes, between us and God, it requires a dealing. It requires us to get through to God so that when we do come down, when we do come back to his word day by day, you know, the word that we touch, the word that we handle, the ministry that we read and hear, it can actually have an effect in our being. Anyway, I really appreciated this word this week because I think it has incredible practicality, because it's very real. These are problems we face all the time. You know, why aren't we as shining, as joyful, as peaceful, you know, as supplied in our daily life? Because the word isn't having profit in us. Because there are issues, there are problems, there are sicknesses in our heart that we need to get through with the Lord, right? Anyway, I think our sharing, of course, this morning is really a fellowship, because we really need one another's help so that we can be overcoming in taking the way of the tree of taking the tree of life as our way, right? To enjoy him more and more year after year. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It made sense. I was also very impressed this week with the matter of eating the tree of life. And I think throughout the weeks, we have kind of seen a transition. You know, like before we saw the crafting, the Lord has already gone through everything. Everything has been done for us to just enjoy. So usually when I'm reading these past weeks, I like to come back to the front. There's a crucial fellowship group from Brother Lee at the beginning of our morning revival. And one sentence that I always keep coming back to is the one on the last paragraph. If we want to take the way of enjoying God, we must have a change of concept. If we want to enter into the reality of the enjoyment of God, we must see a controlling vision. And I just think that one of the key words here is to have a change of concept. I know that Brother, when he was opening, he mentioned, you know, the Lord only has one desire. He has gone through everything, and he has done everything. So what is there for us to do, yeah. right? There's nothing else for us to do but just yeah. to enjoy Him.
Yes.
And our lives, our church life are pretty busy. I'm pretty sure those who have children are pretty busy. Everybody's busy. So sometimes we may take this for granted and we think that maybe just reading over a verse will do throughout the day. But I just realized that I'm not a baby. So just like a baby, you know, at the beginning they have a small portion of food. As they grow, they need to assimilate this food. So I just really appreciate the proper spiritual digestion, right? So it says that, you know, when we eat, we have a digestion. And when we digest, we have an assimilation. So this means that that very element has become part of our being. So just as a baby needs more nourishment to grow, the same as we. And you know, we might be in many years in the Lord, in the church, I mean, a believer, enjoying the Lord. But really, how much have we grown? How much have we have entered into our being, right? And that's the reason why I appreciate the first sentence, right, that said a changing concept. Whatever our concept is of eating the Lord, I have to do my morning revival this way, I have to do that. All of that needs to be changed. Because here it says that we need to take the way of Christ, right? The way of eating of the tree of life. And I just appreciate the verse in day one, Jeremiah 15:16. Your words were found and I ate them. And your word became to me the gladness and joy of my heart. I have heard this verse as a scriptural song. And, you know, you're always just like singing it. But then just this week, really entering into this verse, I realized how blessed we are to have the word open and revealed to us. Amen. That we can just come to the word day by day and just chew, right? It mentions on the week that we need to chew the cud. Just as the cow chews the cud, are we taking in the word with much consideration, or are we just kind of like, you know, chugging it in and just passing it? But no, we need to chew the cud, and that means that we need to really consider the word before we eat it. And the Lord always speaks to us something real and sweet. And I also appreciate the word muse on this week. It says that we enjoy the Lord as our breath. How we enjoy the Lord as our breath this week? I know I've been breathless this week. I've been so busy. I had many things. You know, I was just tired. I went through so many things this week. But just to sit down and maybe just go over a verse, even just one of my favorite hymns, maybe. I was just receiving the breath of the Lord. Amen. So not only do we need to muse on the word, we also need to chew the word, really get it into our being. And I just tell the Lord, you know, I have many failures. And I just can't help myself but just to come back to the Lord and reconsecrate my being. And just to tell the Lord, you know, Lord, I'm sorry that I'm not spending as much time as I should in you. I'm not abiding enough on the vine as I should. And even in John 15, he says that, he doesn't say that he abides in us. It says that we abide in him, that he may abide in us. So the Lord is just there waiting for us to come to him. So I just appreciate, you know, that the Lord just this week has revealed to us that there's nothing else for us to do but just to abide in him, just to be in the word, even texting one another an enjoyment of the Lord. That really can become life to somebody else. And what we dispense to others is just really a reflection of how much are we eating, how much are we taking in of the Lord. So I told the Lord, Lord, forgive me that I haven't really taking you in as I should, but the Lord is so merciful and his mercies are just new every day. So praise the Lord that we can be in this street, that we can eat of this street, and just take him in as our life, that we may assimilate him, digest him, that our other man will be, you know, just kicked out and more of Christ will be in us. And then Galatians 2:20 will become so enjoyable to us, such a reality to us, that it's no longer us who is living, but it's Christ who is living in each one of you. So praise the Lord for this abiding. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I also really enjoyed the same matter, which was on day 6, where it says, like, to see that God wants us to enjoy him and that he does not want us to do anything for him is to see that the Christian life is a matter of enjoyment. Yeah, yesterday I actually like carpooled a few people to the college retreat, and there was a brother who shared something about like the same matter. He was saying like like how he was comparing this to like a romantic relationship. Like, of course, like I'd never been in a relationship, but like he said like how like in that kind of relationship, right, it's like not like always about like you doing something for the other person, but it's actually more so about like you spending time and enjoying being in the presence of that person and being around that person, right? So like very much it's the same exact thing between us and our Lord, right? It's not about like us doing something for the Lord, but you know, about us enjoying His presence. And often in my personal experience, I feel like, you know, I feel I'm just like doing something during the day, but and then I feel like the lack of Lord's presence. I feel like dry and dead within. And then that matters not the fact that like, oh, I'm not doing enough for the Lord, or even not the fact that I need like a question answered by the Lord, but it's the fact that I need to come back to the Lord, to turn back, and to really, you know, enjoy being in the presence of the Lord. And this can, you know, be anything. It could be, you know, just conversing with the Lord, calling on the Lord's name, singing, musing on the Word, chewing on the club cud. Just, you know, really enjoying the Lord's presence. And, yeah, amen.
Amen.
So I just want to say very quickly. So last week I got sick, so I didn't went to the meeting last week, and I feel it was so long for me, and I just asked myself why just 1 week why you feel so long, and I just didn't understand. So last Friday I learned something about eating the law, and yeah, it appears so true to me. So. We are not snake, right? So a snake can eat like a huge amount of food for one day and just don't eat for like next couple of days or next couple of weeks. So we are not snake. We need to eat every day. We need to eat like day by day. We don't like just eating a huge amount of food for one day and just keep the meals for the next couple of days. So yeah, for me, I just feel like eating, living the law is just like eating it. Just need to eat day by day.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, I want to follow up with our brother because this morning I have a very similar feeling. Like eating is a day by day matter. Although we have love feast, we can have a big meal, but the real healthy day life should be like everyday healthy food, right? Yesterday night we have a big love feast and my wife eat too much. So this morning she told me, can we eat something simple and healthy? So I just cook a very plain noodle for her soup noodle. So for her first reaction to that was, oh, this is so plain. That's actually remind me very much. Sometimes we feel the Lord's word is plain, but that's healthy. Sometimes we have to use our will. Right? I recall actually from the beginning in the Genesis, when the Jehovah God put Adam in there, he has to use his will to choose the right food to eat. This is really a big reminder to me. Yes, we need to eat the Lord, and sometimes his word is the plan, but we really need to have this will. I just recently have a chance to listen to a message from Brother Minoru, his fellowship with the Working Saint. Especially for the working sense, it's very hard to keep a good schedule to eat the Lord's words, especially with the busy days. So he said, it's really, really up to our will that we need to make a determination. We want to please the Lord, and also we want to have this food, healthy food, constantly get into us, get digest, assimilate, to have this transformation, because transformation doesn't happen for a day. Yeah. It really depends on our day-by-day living, day-by-day eating.
Amen.
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 I really enjoy this week's message. It's really wonderful. 2 weeks ago, we saw that in order to be anything or to do anything, we need to love the Lord. And this week, we see that the secret to becoming an overcomer is eating the Lord.
Amen.
And this is really beyond our concept, our understanding. It is true that the Lord's thoughts is different from our thought, So he doesn't want us to do anything. We have to fulfill some requirements in order to become an overcomer. We should not miss any meetings. We have to prophesize any meeting. No, he says that we just need to eat of him and enjoy him. I mean, that's the secret to being an overcomer. And I believe that none of us can say, no, I don't know how to eat. We all can eat, but that's the basic thing that we have to do every day in order to survive. And also in Friday's meeting, we enjoy the point that everyone loved the verse in Joshua 24:15. Me and my household will serve Jehovah. But then another important thing that is mentioned repeatedly throughout the Bible is to eat the Lord. So if we come to Genesis, we will see the two trees right from the beginning. The tree of life is mentioned right from the beginning of the Bible. And when we come to Revelation, we see the tree of life again. Amen. So throughout the Bible, eating is mentioned repeatedly many, many times. Deuteronomy, you and your household will eat. And then in Exodus, before the Israelite people went to left Egypt, they also ate. And then in the wilderness, they ate again manna every day. Although I believe that it's kind of planned to eat manna every day from day to day. Yeah. And then many other books in the Bible mention eating. We have seen Jeremy 15:16, like in day one, your words were found and I ate them. Amen. And the word became to me the gladness and joy of my heart. Or then many other verbs like devour, like in Ezekiel or in Revelation when John devoured the scroll. Or many other words like food or bread, when the Lord says that man shall not live by bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out through the mouth of God. Amen. So we have to see that what the Lord wants us to do, just to eat and to enjoy Him. Amen. And I'm also reminded that we need to pray to the Lord that He would heal our appetites so that we have proper spiritual appetites. Sometimes we come to the Lord's Word and we feel it is so dry, so plain, like we are chewing rubber. Like we want to have the morning revival real quick so we can go to work. It's like religious duty. But it is not the way. Because right on the very first day, the brothers remind us to muse upon the word, like the cows chewing the cud. So when I read that sentence, then I slowed myself down and I read slowly that day. Oh, it was so much enjoyment.
Amen.
Yeah, it is so true. When we muse upon the word of God, we shall spontaneously pray. Yeah, prayer comes spontaneously when we muse upon the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. So we need to have proper appetite and also may the Lord grant us the proper spiritual hunger and thirst. Because if we feel that we are full, then we won't eat. We will refuse to eat. If we feel that we are full, we do not need anything. So we need to have spiritual hunger and thirst. Because the Lord says that the hungry He has filled with good things, and the rich He has sent away empty.
Amen.
So if we feel that we are full, we are like Laodicea. We have enough, we don't need. But Lord, we come to You, we open ourselves to You.
Amen.
And then what does the Lord say? He says that if we open our mouth wide, He will fill it up.
Amen.
That's His promise.
Amen.
Amen. And then, yeah, chewing the cud is really important. Yeah. And I also want to experience that, like, during the day, we recall the enjoyments in the morning. And we pray read with that. Amen. And then we are filled with a lot of joy for the whole day.
Amen.
And yeah, also there are a lot of revelations for me for this week. Because before, whenever talking about eating the Lord, I always think of like in a second Roman numeral. So by many means of or prayer, like calling upon the Lord's name, reading the Bible, singing hymns. But then the brothers on this book opened up so many new aspects to me. Like in Roman numeral 3, we can eat Him by doing the will of the Father. Oh, this is so new. Yeah, I didn't notice that before. And also number four, we can eat him by contacting the proper people. Yeah, so before I read Leviticus and I didn't understand the different types of food that we can eat. But now they all signify different kinds of people, and we should be very careful in our contact with people. So that's why I really love to bring our son to all the meetings, because I want him to make friends with the children of God.
Amen.
But three useful lusts, and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
Amen.
Amen. And the wonderful message concludes with the point that we need to change our concepts. Amen. We need to change our concepts so that we can see the two points of eating and enjoying the Lord. Amen. That's the secret to being an overcomer.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. There is a secret of our living the Christian life.
Amen.
I don't know. I think I can testify, and many saints have the same experience. Whatever you read, you eat, the Lord will lead us to experience right away if we cooperate with Him. I really, truly amen all the sharings. And this Monday, the past Monday, I read a Brother Nee's message regarding our living, which is called, I cannot find it in English, but it's in Chinese, it's called 温柔两可的生活. It's our living can be flexible, not a balancing life, but flexible. And he gave many examples, especially Paul, the Apostle Paul, his living. Tuesday, you know, we all right now, most of the time stay at home. Especially my husband, he's like a permanent, looks like a remote work from home. So I have to rearrange all the rooms and, you know, cleaning up and do lots of things. But some of it, he doesn't agree. So I said, I want to do this, but 99% he will deny my plan. So I don't feel good. Then I think the Tuesday morning, I said, why, Lord, whatever I want to do, I got denied. But he's the boss, I have to hear that, and but my inside of me, I'm not happy, and I sometimes will say, tell him I'm not happy because you don't allow me to do this and that. But then the word of this, the flexible living a life, come to me, 温柔两可的生活. What is this? How do I apply this to my living? So then after I pray, and not a simple prayer, just a fellowship with the Lord, and I just feel I came down, and I don't feel that much angry or unsatisfied, but I start to smile. Amen. Why? Because here in Ephesians, Philippians, Paul mentioned about, he said, not I speak according to lack, for I have learned in whatever circumstance I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to be abound. In everything and in all things I have learned the secret, both to be filled and to hunger, both to abound and to lack. It's not me, but I am able to do all things in Him who empowers me.
Right.
I don't feel anything, but it just, you know, I overcome that situation. Amen. Will that come back again? Yes. This morning, the same thing happened. I murmuring and complaining. He said, you talk about this thousands of times. I said, no, this is the third time. So then on the way here to the meeting hall, I started thinking, oh, Lord, how much do I eat? And how do I digest it? How do I, you know, assimilate, absorb all the riches from your word? Then I come down again automatically without conscious, you know, unconsciously you just overcome it. I said, oh yeah, chewing. Yes, chewing the cud signifies receiving the word of God with much consideration and reconsideration. Every day we have so many chances to digest, to reconsider whatever we eat. And then there is the issue will be out, like we can pray for myself, for ourselves, and for others, that your love may be abundant yet more and more in full knowledge and all discernments. Once we eat and digest and enjoy the word of God or the message, we will be equipped by the knowledge, and also our discernment will be, how to say, strengthened.
Amen.
And clear. So that way we will know how to take care of the young ones, how to meet and talk with the gospel friends, and to meet the need of in the church life. So our life, our living is simple, but just enjoy by practicing. So here comes the Tuesday, the prayer, and will be my prayer every time. Lord, be merciful to me. Keep my whole being with all my inward parts open to you. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, sister, really touched me. If old wife would be submissive like you, no divorce in this world. No divorce. I actually enjoy day five about, you know, the animals, you know, all this compound. Mm-hmm. This is amazing, right? Compound is, compares the fish, the birds, mm-hmm. and what is the other one?
The insects,
really, you know, it says fins and scales. Yeah. Fish have fins and scales, but it says that the fins is for us to move, right? The fish move very fast. We don't have fins, we'll move fast. Scales to be protected, right? So all the things, because it gets too salty. They call it here the worldly salt, right? And it happens to us a lot. I think every day we go through this. Mm-hmm. Because when it says about being resist influence, right? Mm-hmm. We are influenced every day with the TV, internet. You go on internet to watch news or to see something, some garbage come out, you know? Mm-hmm. And you find it, when I look at it, 10 million views. People are hopping those things. So it's, you might not even want to see something that's not new, something that happens somewhere else, some weird things, and you say, what is this? And then you suddenly just click it. We've been influenced. You see? And, I mean, I don't think any of you are actually resist that good. Sometimes I just want to see something else and then watching something that I shouldn't be watching. Okay? So, this is good. We need to have like the fins and the scales to move faster, to swim away from the worldly things, you know? The skills, you know, to be able to resist the influences of the world. But also birds, they have the wings to fly and eat the seed of life as a food supply. Yes, we need to use these wings. We need to have these wings to fly away, to go around the world, you know, so we can really move and eat the food which we need with the Lord himself. You know, and about the insects. You know, the insect actually has the wings also, but if you look at it, it has joint legs, so they can jump, right? They call the Santa Monica, grasshopper, right? Jump, right? So it says we need to be careful when we preach the gospel. See, I preach the gospel a lot, right? Sometimes I do it on my own, sometimes I do it with the Lord, you know? So I meet a lot of people, Muslim, Hindus, Buddhists, all kind of people in my church, my work, at work. And yesterday I had this girl, Muslim, she came all completely covered, right, covered. She started asking me questions, said, you're Christian, right? Yes, okay. But you guys believe that God is a man? Well, not really, really. I said, no. I read the Quran. I have a Quran in my office. I also read it. And I said, not really. You know, God has no face. The Quran says that. The Bible says. Yes, God has no face. Okay. I didn't want to argue with her. But then I said to her, you know, the reason why God had to become a man is so we can be like God. To see life and nature. But she got like, oh my God, really? We can't be like God? And then I explained about the glove. Remember the glove? Yeah. I explained about the glove. This, you know why God created man? I started like, this is the basic thing we should start with. The first question we should do when we preach the gospel, do you know why God created man? Why he created us? Just to get married? To have kids? To have a job? No. He didn't create us just for that. To create us for a reason. So that's when I explained about the glove. He made us in our, the famous, right? Genesis 1:26 that we should all know. I think we should all know Genesis 1:26. You mentioned
So when I showed her that, she understood. She said, oh, wow, what do you know about that? Yeah, that feels like the hand got into the glove. God wanted to get into man, that he couldn't do. You know, and it's like, now we have something like that in the Quran, but I didn't understand. Yes. And then she like, touch. So now I shared with her other things. She was like, oh, we have that in the Quran. Because the Quran actually is a copy of the Bible. It's short. It's been changed a few things. You know, I one day I was actually comparing. I did a comparative. Actually, it's the copy. I told her, the Quran is like the Bible. You just need, it's a lot of things that were changed. A lot of things were, you know, cut off. But she said, she understood in a way. She was surprised. I just had to tell her, you know what? Do me a favor. Don't tell your parents that I talked to you on this because they might get upset. Said, okay, I won't. But you need, I just told you because you asked me, and I'm telling you what I know about the truth. And she was happy. She was happy. You were like a light shining on her. But I told her, you just don't be quiet for yourself. Anyway, so this really touched me a lot, this day five a lot, because sometimes we jump, you know, we are so influenced. Our kids are very influenced. We need to be very careful. You see, usually kids do what they see, right? I told them, if we pray, if you leave the door open, says our brother, leave your door open. So see, the kids can see you when you pray. Because they learn from seeing, right? In the example, our example would be, many times you might do many things for the kids. I made a lot of mistakes when I raised up my kids. You know, I did not consecrate myself to the Lord. You know, I was here, and I was here. I was here, I was in the world, and the spirit, flesh and spirit. So sometimes, you know, but I think you new parents who have small kids, I think we should leave the door open when you pray. Consecrate to the Lord. Mm-hmm. However, our kids need to go through what we go through. Suffering, we went through a lot of tribulations. It's for us, not only for our kids, for us to grow. See, what happened to my kids, it really touches a lot and make our lives different now. It brings us closer to the Lord. So we need to be like the fish, like the birds, and like the insects, in a positive way. So we can really be with Him every single day. Chewing morning. Sometimes I chew them quick. My father used to tell me, you gotta masticate more. Because, you know, when you eat, when you smoke, that's it. No, we need to chew more. My father used to tell me, keep it in your mouth more. So that's how we need to do it with the Lord. Eat Him every day more.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This matter of eating, you know, we've been hearing this thing about eating the Lord, eating Christ in the Word, you know, as soon as we come to the church life. And many times, and, you know, the Bible, you know, we see that the Lord presented Himself to people as food. You know, people came to Him to perform all these miracles, and what did He do? He always gave them food. You know, He did the miracle to the 5,000. He presented the food. He said to them, I am the bread of life. You know, we see that even the woman who, you know, what is it, that woman, that there were crumbs under the table, you know, and at the end of the Bible, we see, blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have right to the tree of life. The tree of life is for eating. And there's different ways of eating. You know, we can call on the Lord. Sometimes we just can't read the Word. We call on the Lord. We can sing to the Lord. We can touch the Word. And it's not just touching the Word. It's touching the Spirit in the Word. And, you know, many times, you know, the Lord has spoken to me that I'm not eating Him enough. You know, I even eat a lot of life studies and books. He says, no, you have to read the Word. You know, so then I began the reading and the reading and the reading. And I filled all my walls with scripture, you know, the scriptures that touch me, you know, and pray read them. First thing in the morning, I open my eyes and there's, you know, calling the Lord and there's this verse in front of me, you know, for God, you know, I'm frustrated. Because there is a verse in the Bible for every single thing. You know, if you feel, you know, that there's no hope, It says, but God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, right? And he said, you know, your words were found and I ate them. And you have to eat them. And then when you eat them, they become the gladness and the joy of our heart. But if you don't eat them, nothing is going to happen. And so for eating, you know, we're compared to the human body. We talk about the cow and chewing the cud. But a cow has four stomachs and he's supposed to eat grass. And do you know that cows today are the highest consumers of Tums? Tums is this pill for indigestion. They're the highest consumer of this pill, because what are they giving today? They're giving corn. They're giving grains. They're giving the cow all of this stuff that the cow can't eat. And there was a time that all the cows stopped eating. They didn't eat, and they didn't know why, you know, because they refused. They went on a strike of eating, and because they didn't want to eat the corn and all that stuff. And because God gave them grass. You eat grass, and that's why I gave you the four stomachs. We don't have four stomachs. So, you know, sometimes we get indigestion because we eat the wrong food. Here, you know, in all this reading, you know, it says if we eat wrongly, we will be wrong. If we eat rightly, we will be right before the Lord. And really, it's like a little child. You know, I remember when I had my first son, I was so, I've always been into health foods and all this natural stuff. And I said, I'm not giving my child that, you know, that baby food with chemicals and all that stuff. So I decided that I was going to mash everything. And I gave him indigestion because I was so, you know, gung-ho about giving him the right food that I started giving him spinach, you know, I mashed it all, but I started giving him all of these foods that were not adequate for his little stomach, you know. And so as a consequence, I had to rechange my concepts, you know, and so I had to realize that there is a kind of food for every age. There's a kind of food for every situation. You know, in Ephesians, we have 3:20, that he is able to do super abundantly above all that we ask or even think, right? And that he is everything to us. You know, there are verses like, do not be anxious, you know, but in everything by prayer. Prayer is a kind of eating. Prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Make your request known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses every man's understanding, will guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. Amen. That all of these words are there. These verses have carried me through all of this difficult time that I'm in. And believe me, I have lose heart. I lose heart all the time. But then there's a verse that says, do not lose heart, for our outer man is decaying, but our inner man is being renewed day by day. For every situation, there is a word. And, you know, if we go to the Lord, he will give us this word. So sometimes I just, you know, begin to read. Lately, I can't sleep. So at 4:00, I'm up. So I want to go back to bed, and it's the Lord waking me, get up. And so, before the day starts. And, you know, it's just a sweet time, you know. And at that time, it's all quiet. And, you know, I can talk to my sister in Poland, you know, over there. You know, all the people that are far away in different time zones. And I can really contact the Lord. And during all this time, the Lord has always told me, you're not eating enough. Mm-hmm. Because every situation is a shortage of Christ. And what is the shortage of Christ? Lack of eating. You know, lack of eating. When your kid starts, he's a terror. You know that he's either tired or he's hungry. You know, it's one of the two. And so, in us, the same way. When we become dissatisfied, which I do, with the Lord, we have to come to the Lord. A sister, and we get it through the other saints speaking. One day a sister recently came and she said, a young sister that Jacob was wrestling with a man, and that man was God. And I wept. I was weeping. because she said that because she brought this word to me that we wrestle with God because every situation in our life, every person, our job, our marital situations, our bosses, our children, is God. God is like that Jacob wrestling. He didn't know that he was wrestling with God, you know, and he kept it, and he wouldn't stop until you blessed me. And so the point is that I wrestle with God a lot because I am hungry for the Lord because I haven't eaten enough. Some days you need to eat more days than others. You know, some days, if you go to the gym to work out, that day you have to eat more. You know, if you're just sleeping all day, then, you know, you maybe don't have to eat so much. You know, but if you're a growing boy like you guys, you have to eat because you're growing boys. Now me, when I'm getting older, I have to eat less, but more, you know, I have to eat more, but in a different manner. So I just really enjoy that all the way to the end of the Bible. That he gives us, he says to one who overcomes, I will give to eat of the tree of God, which is in the paradise of God. Yeah. And this is a reward to eat. So I just, may we all learn to eat. May I learn to eat and keep eating.
Amen.
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 Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Okay, I read day 3, and I've just been puzzled this week because it says, according to the record of the 4 Gospels, the life of the Lord Jesus was a life of truth. And then it says, in other words, we learn Christ according to the mold of the life of Jesus. The mold of the life of Jesus is the truth. And my mind just tried to get around that because, you know, I know this is not like Christianity where, you know, what would Jesus do? That's a popular phrase in Christianity. And that's not what this is talking about. And I kept asking, you know, what is this, Lord? Because I know I have heard this fellowship before, but it was so blank to me this week, you know. And I remembered the experience my husband and I are having with our business. And we have a small business, and we need more people. But my husband is so skillful, and he's very competent, and he can do a lot. And it was so sweet. It touched me so much what the Lord told him. The Lord told him, he said, of all the people, you know, in his profession, you have to be qualified because if you make a mistake, his people's lives are at stake. Do you know what I mean? The numbers have to be right. You know? So I understand where my husband's coming from. But the Lord told him, he said, he was the most qualified. Wasn't I the most qualified? Yeah. You know, of all the men on the earth, wasn't the Lord Jesus the most qualified? Yeah. Yeah, he's the most qualified. Amen. He said, but because he was touching the Father said, go and get the 12 disciples. You need 12. You know, and to my husband, that's like, if I have more employees, they will just slow me down. You know, I have to train them. My kids, we have to train the kids. I can fold the laundry faster myself. You know, just let me, you know. But anyway, this mold, this isn't what Jesus would do. This is we're being trained by another life. How to take another life. You know, how to practically take another life. And it just touched me so much because, you know, I can see the need for my husband, but but I can't speak that word. But the Lord spoke that word to him. You know, it touched me so much because it's like the Lord identified with who my husband was. That he's proper. He has to get the numbers right. You know, training someone else might slow him down. You know, he understood that about my husband, and he came to him like that. And such a, and then, I don't know, just, it kind of, I'm not sure that's what this is, but it sort of, it might be. But anyway, I enjoyed how the Lord came, you know, he's showing us how to take him in our living and not just act like him, but how to take him as our pattern, how to submit, you know, how to let go of our strength and take, you know, and be willing to take on another employee and be willing to train someone else, you know, and, you know, because that's not our disposition, you know. It's not, but anyway.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I really enjoyed the saints sharing, and this week's message, I think just by reading the title, right, is so supplying, right? You know, and the secret of living the Christian life, to be an overcomer, taking the way of eating and enjoying Christ as a tree of life. I think for our Christians, when we are saved, we have the endeavor, right? We have the heart to please God, right? To do what God requires of us. And we know that to be saved is not enough, right? We need to be the overcomers, right? But how to be an overcomer? And, I mean, we see, like, we read the Bible, right? We pursue, we come to the meetings. But a lot of times, we are so much in our concept. And, this is exactly what this message was trying to point out, you know. We have all these riches, right? God, we have the speaking, especially in the ministry. We have so much speaking and so much light and revealing words. But then a lot of times, because of our concept and our, we have a problem with our digestive system, right? I mean, I'm not a doctor or health professional, but, you know, just on the grand scheme of things, right? They're like a very rough understanding. If our digestive system have a problem, then we would actually, our whole health is going to go downhill, right? So we really need to take care of our eating. The same thing that I always tell my kids, like, okay, yeah, I mean, the first thing you need to take care of yourself, especially when they're living by themselves, is take care of your eating, right? You also have to stick to the schedule, right? Three meals a day, and you know, sometimes you may actually skip a meal, but don't make yourself starving, right? When the time comes, even you don't feel like if it's you're very hungry, take something, right? This is good for you. So same thing. I think God made it so simple for us, something that we experience every day as our physical body. God made this, you know, taking him in as our food, right? As, you know, just something that's very related to us. So praise the Lord, you know. I mean, to be an overcomer is not something like, you know, you have to do this, do that, and, right, you know, reach a goal. It's like, like being an Olympic medalist, right? You have to go through, like, so much different kind of trainings, this and that. It's so simple. It's just eating, right? And God has made himself so available to us, right? He has becoming, I mean, all the process he has went through is to accomplish one thing, that he can becoming our food, right? Amen. You know, today he is a life-giving spirit, so available and so easily accessible to us. Just as the saints have shared also in this message, right? You know, we calling on the name of the Lord, right? Musing upon his word, pray, read his word. Amen. And in fact, also this week, it also brought out this point you know, Roman numeral 3 is doing the will of the Father, mm-hmm. right? Jesus said, you know, I have food to eat that you do not know, right? Mm-hmm. My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Mm-hmm. So by doing the will of the Father is actually becoming a food to us, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So we see that the whole Bible is about the eating. Even, you know, Brother Ricky mentioned the power to choose, right? Even the power to choose, to make a choice, right? When we are placed in front of whether we're doing the Father's will or just following my own will, right? And I actually, this point I was very much impressed. It was talking about Roman numeral 3 and 8. It says, I have food, it's actually the point C. In his human living, the Lord ate butter. Actually, I think in the Recovery Bible, it says it's the curds, right? Is that the right word?
The curd?
Yeah, the curd, right? The curd, which is the top portion of the milk, right? Yeah, which is very rich in its nutrients. And then and honey, right? This in Isaiah 7:15, right? Right after the verse that we're very familiar with, right? When talk about a virgin shall conceive and bear a child, right? And she shall call his name Emmanuel. And then right after, and he will eat, right? Curd and honey, right? Until he knows when to discern, right? The evil from good, right? Amen. So you see, even when he was able to do the will of the Father, it is by eating, right? Amen. So the matter of eating is just so important, right? The Lord Jesus himself really showed us an example. I mean, he was always in the Word. He was always communicating, conversing with the Father, doing the will of the Father. And this becomes his food. And we actually have that experience, right? When we actually, have a conversation or some fellowship with a needy saint or a gospel friend, we'll feel like, okay, after that, we'll feel like our hunger has been satisfied, right? Even though that we know that particular brother or sister or that gospel friend needs the food, right? Because, you know, he's in that kind of situation, whatever. We try to feed him. We try to satisfy him. But then after that, we're satisfied, right? We feel like, yeah, we ate a big meal. So praise the Lord, you know, we can really, by doing the simple thing, right? Every day in the morning, we come to him, we enjoy him, right? Through the word. And actually not just, even our morning revival, we should not just do it as a formality, right? We really need to, right, you know, get into the spirit, actually absorb the word as the spirit, right, into our being. And throughout the day, we can actually chew the cud, right? Just like an ox, you know? It's like the word will come back to us. Actually, the more deposit that we have, like the word of God in us, then the situation comes, just as our sister shared, right? He has every word for every situation. And those words comes, and that becomes food to us, and that becomes a strengthening part to us, you know? Then we can live out these like clean animals, right? Like the grasshoppers, right? You know, we can be above the environment, right? Like the birds above the environment, soaring, right? And we can be like the animals with divided hoof knows the discernment, right? We have the discernment of right and wrong, because eating is actually taking the things outside into us, right? So we need to be careful with what we eat, right? So especially when we're contacting, just like, you know, doing the will of the Father, we wanted to, recover a certain saint or gospel friends, right, to the enjoyment of the Father, of the Word, right? We need to have these kind of discernment. So, yeah. So all of this is actually also by eating, right? We come to the Word, then we will also have the that kind of discernment, so we can live out these the life of the clean animal. So it is all about life, right? Nothing is literally outward kind of doing. The last point, right? Roman numeral 6 says, God's intention for man was to give himself as a tree of life to man for him to enjoy. To see that God wants us to enjoy him and that he does not want us to do anything for him is to see that the Christian life is a matter of enjoying Christ as the tree of life. If our concept is to is changed so that we see these two points, it will be easy for us to live a life of enjoying God. Amen. So it is really a matter of eating. So actually, I want to go back, actually point five, or the Roman numeral five, help us to see that there are actually different ways of eating, right? We can eat the Lord by ourselves, right? That we all fellowship about eating the Lord, right? By ourselves. But then there's also a top portion when God's people all come together to have a feast, right? You know, the feast is what? Like, when we come together, this is a feast, right? The Lord's Day meeting is a feast. Friday when we come in, that's a feast. You know, when we have a ministry meeting like the Thanksgiving conference, right, which is coming up soon, that is a big feast, you know. Things from all of the world, you know, we join together and we sit before the Lord and hear His speaking. So actually Brother Lee shared, right, I think it was mentioned in day five, it's like, yeah, he enjoyed like his personal time with the Lord, but he felt like he was more supplied and joyful when he comes to the meeting. He was actually eager to come to the meeting. So yeah, so praise the Lord, you know, because in the meetings, right, in the Old Testament, the Israelites were brought the firstlings and the first fruits, right? And those are the top enjoyment of the Lord. Praise the Lord. So yeah, may we all be blessed with eating Christ in a proper way, that we actually have a proper digestion, and we do the will of the Father, and we, you know, all be blessed, and with the eating, you know, we have our living will be strong, and our church life will be strong, and may the Lord bless us. Amen.
Amen.
This matter of eating sounds easy, right?
Not eating yet. I'm hungry now.
Have you eaten today?
Not yet.
When you come to this meeting, breakfast, have you eaten? Have you eaten? Saints, Bible revealed to us God's life. And when that man was created, Genesis chapter 2, 7 to 9, he was created three parts. And then verse 9, Tree of Life, presented to that man. What is the picture telling us? That means we were created to eat. And you have to remember that you have three parts. There are three parts. All need to eat.
Right.
And if you don't eat properly, balancedly, there is a consequence. To us, we pay very much attention on our physical needs. You know, we want to eat healthy. Why you want to eat healthy? So you live longer, right? You have a longevity. But what about your second part? What about your third part? If we eat properly, there's a manifestation of the eating. Right? So if you physically eat properly, there will be a manifestation of the eating. You will be quite vital. You have strength. Right? Why we are so easily to get tired, physically? Of course, age is a problem. It's also an issue, right? But even the young one. Today you look tired. Why? Eating is not a simple thing. You have to eat properly physical food. You also have to pay attention to mentally what information you have in intake. The whole week, what has been occupied in your mind? And then how much time have you really actually eat the Lord? You have to remember that whatever you eat, there is a manifestation of that eating. So when you eat many garbage food, there's a consequence of the eating. That is called the Lord of life. And don't expect God will come into salvage to save you. Sorry for that. God will not do that. Because God did things by law. Physical life, you have law. Our soulish life, you have law. Even our spiritual life, we have law. You just have to realize that which law is most powerful. Then you will be choosing the more powerful life of law. Okay, if you eat something, there's a manifestation of that something. If you truly eat the Lord, there's a manifestation of the thing related to Lord will be manifested. How about our relationship with our spouse? How about our relation with our children? Because we were put into that environment mentioned above to the will of God, right? I'd like to ask all of us, what is the will of God? You have to know that when the Lord said that, He was doing the will of God. What He meant to the will of God? He was talking about to be crucified. There was the crucifixion is the will of God. If you truly eat the Lord, if you truly have that kind of relationship with the Lord, then you will take or you will do the will of the Lord by eating it. If you are not doing that will of God, then you are not eating the Lord. You are eating something else. Things. So when you see the whole situation, outside, inside, when I mean outside, it's outside the world. Inside, I mean ourselves. That manifestation will tell you, where are you? Where am I? So don't be bothered when you see someone. How could he or she behave like that? Because he or she is not eating properly. Pray for that person. Pray for that person, the Lord will have mercy on him or her, and even pray for yourself. You know, physical life. The worst thing can happen to a person when he has that kind of anorexia. Right? Wasn't it terrible? There's so many food available, but how somehow he developed that anorexia. And saints, be warned. We could also be developed spiritual anorexia. Grace, this month, all of a sudden, the little Grace, sorry, it's not you, sorry. All of a sudden, this month, every day I look at her, this week, she started screaming. Why is she screaming? Because when you don't feed her in time, that kind of a hunger, I was reminded by Lord, Lord, I don't have that kind of hunger for you. Lord, may you increase that hunger to me. So I would say I'll end it with the sharing. Pray for yourself, saints.
Amen.
Pray for yourself, Lord, increase my hunger for you. And then, as you learn to eat him, you have to accept whatever environment provided for you. That eating will then be digested by you submitting yourself to the environment that the Lord provided for you. And then you will assimilate him. Then renewing, transformation, conformation, eventually glorification will take place in us.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Lord.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen. Lord Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for your speaking.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we want to eat you every day.
Amen.
And we want to chew longer than your words into our being.
Amen.
Oh, let us walk in the Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, let us be like the birds and the fish.
Amen.
Fly above the world.
Amen.
And we can run faster against the world.
Amen.
Lord, give us, Lord, the skill to be protected from the influence of the world.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Increase our spiritual appetite.
Amen.
Increase our spiritual hunger.
Amen.
Lord, we need you every day.
Amen.
Lord, so we can submit it to the environment you put it around us.
Amen.
Help us to eat properly.
Amen.
All grow in spiritual life.
Amen.
Lord, we love you, Lord.
Amen. Right.
Lord, increase our eating, our desperateness.
Amen.
Oh, to be screaming like Greg.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, to want you so much.
Amen.
To be the hearty eaters.
Amen.
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 Lord, you increase our desire to eat you.
Amen.
Lord, you make us desperate for you.
Amen.
Lord, you be in our constantly in our presence in our everyday living.
Amen.
Oh Lord, to let us have you as a life within us.
Amen.
Lord, not just to try to be like you, but to have you as a life in us.
That's right.
Just to be, Lord, just to be one with you.
Amen.
We give a new week to you.
Amen.
Oh Lord, we pray for ourselves and for all the saints.
Amen.
We hunger for your words.
Amen.
And use on your words.
Amen.
Oh Lord, and submit ourselves to the environment you made you for us.
Amen.
Oh Lord, so we can have chance to digest and assimilate your words.
Amen.
So you can transform us.
Amen.
This gospel coming to you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, bring all those people from darkness to light.
Amen.
Oh, put your words in our mouths so we can preach the gospel to them.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, they need you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord, that we're going to be together for this.
Amen.
Oh, bless that meeting, the gospel meeting then, next Saturday.
Amen.
Yes, right. Right. Pray for the gospel meeting, Lord. Create hunger. Oh, Lord, within the ones that we have invited.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, even the ones, Lord, we don't know. Maybe we can come across them this week.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Oh, make them, oh, make us really first to eat and drink of you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, and we can be full of strength, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, be one with you.
Amen.
Lord, oh, really to teach us the will of the Father.
Amen.
That we can follow you to really do the will of the Father.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.